بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a new chapter on bidding someone farewell. So here we explained that at the time when a person is departing, then there are four adab that are mentioned in this chapter. The first is, person should make wada, he should bid, saying farewell. And he should give advice when he departs on a journey, and supplicating for him, and asking, in other words, people coming to meet him, they should supplicate for him. So one is, we are going and bidding a person farewell, the person is going, that's the first adab. Person going for Hajj, for example, we go and meet the person, we bid him farewell, he's going, then we make dua for him, and we also ask him for some advices, person is leaving, ask him for some advices, or if there's some senior people there also, people advise him, give him some advice, you're going, this is what you should do, this is what, this is your times, this is example for person got experience, so he will guide him, give him some type of advice, so it will help him, and this person that's leaving also gives some advices, so when he's departing he's giving advices. Then there's two ways of dua, as we explained, the person that is leaving makes dua, the person, those people that are there, they're requesting also that duas be made for him, so the person is going, he's telling these people, please remember me in your duas. And he's leaving now, people are making dua for him. So these are the adabs and the etiquette that is mentioned in this chapter for a person that is leaving. So not just a person leaves, he sends one message and he's gone. There are certain etiquettes. These etiquettes create warmth, as we did the previous chapter, congratulating a person, making dua for a person when he's getting good news. It is good news. So these are all systems Allah Ta'ala put in place in deen to create warmth, to create happiness, to create unity between the believers on all goodness. See, here again there's another opportunity of goodness. The person is departing, he's leaving. He has an opportunity, don't miss it. Go and meet the person, give him some advice, take his advices, make dua for him, take his duas. So all these things are shown to us in our deen. Today's hadith, this hadith passed in chapter on honoring the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up amongst us to deliver a sermon, a khutbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to give a khutbah, a sermon. He praised and he glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He admonished and reminded us and said, listen, O people, I am merely a mortal. I am merely a mortal. In other words, I'm also a human being. A messenger of my sustainer, the angel of death, will soon come to me and I will respond to his call. I'm leaving two important things amongst you. I'm leaving two important things amongst you. Now we might ask this question, that where does this fit in on a person that is departing, he's giving advices, du'as are exchanged, etc., bidding farewell. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually giving advices for a very big journey. A journey from this dunya to the akhirat. A journey of making parada from this world to the journey of the akhirat. As we explained yesterday, a normal nasihat, when a person gives advice, is called nasihat. When a person is giving advices upon his departure from this world into the next world, now we call that wasiyat. So this was actually the wasiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of departure, he's giving this advice. He's saying that I will soon, an angel from Allah Ta'ala, in other words, the angel of death, will soon come to me and I will respond to his call. I'm leaving two important things amongst you. The first is the book of Allah, which is Quran Sharif. And the second, so this Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, it contains guidance and illumination. So accept the book of Allah Ta'ala and hold on firmly to it. He emphasized practicing on the book of Allah Ta'ala and encouraged holding firmly onto it. He then said, the second thing is my family. I order you to obey Allah Ta'ala and to fulfill the rights of my family. This hadith had come previously, but it's brought again. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought it again to show thubut, to show that it is established in deen that the person that is departing is giving some advices. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advices, and he made mention of it also, that soon I will be departing. Can you imagine what a feel, what an effect it must have had? How difficult it must have been on Sahaba to listen to these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had such great love for him that they couldn't separate for him for even a short period of time. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I am a mortal and I will also have to leave this world. And then he gives his advices. So therefore these are things that are established in our deen. It's nothing to feel shy about. Person shouldn't feel shy that, oh, now what my family is going to say, they're going to feel sad that I'm giving these advices, especially a person who's sick, etc. Nothing to feel shy about. Person, if he gives advices, at least the day he's gone, there's a chance that his family can practice upon his advices. If he doesn't leave any advices, then how will they practice upon the advice that this person would have left? So therefore, we must always make it a point that on occasions when we're leaving, give advice. It was the style of Sahaba, it was the style of the pious, that on opportunities to give advice, when there was a chance to give advice, they would give advices. So these advices, if they followed upon, then the person that has passed away also, the person has, for example, he has passed away, then those people that are practicing upon his advices, it become a means of isal or sawab for him. He doesn't need to wait for some khatam to take place. All the advices he had given in his life, whilst people are practicing upon it, he's getting the reward of it. Person has gone overseas, he's gone on travel, he's gone somewhere, he left some advices and he went. Few advices, his family is practicing upon those advices. Even whilst he's not here, he's overseas, he's getting the reward of those advices because he left good advices and he went. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Other thing we explained yesterday, if then a person is travelling and he's going and he's leaving and he's going somewhere, he's a musafir. So his du'as are answered. How often people travel but they don't forget, they forget that this is an opportunity for me, for me making du'a, because I'm a musafir and a musafir's du'as are answered. So therefore whilst on travel also, we should increase upon du'a. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.